Jan Horror with your host, the Mighty Griff.
We were off a couple of weeks, a week or something. Tim was out of town.
God, it's a cluster.
I was out of town.
In the great metropolis of Manhattan. Manhattan. Not New York.
Manhattan, Kansas. They Manhattan, like to call Kansas. It the Little Apple. It's like one big rotten fucking apple core.
It's applesauce.
There ain't nothing there, baby.
Applesauce.
Nothing there.
Not even anything billowy.
What's this called?
This is called Tubular Bells.
Tubular Bells.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to More Horror Than Horror.
Welcome to the Tubular Bells Show.
Tubular Bells.
We're going to put you in a lull.
Tubular Bells. Ring your bells, people.
If you haven't seen Creature yet, get your butts out and go see it.
Yes. I'll be seeing it.
Tomorrow.
No. By the time they're listening.
Oh, yeah, we've already seen it.
Damn, aren't time warps a fluxy mess?
Let's do the time warp again.
Actually,
it was great. Remember that part where the dude in the big rubber suit jumps out and scares the kids?
As long as you talk about mud wrestling, you've got the movie.
That's all you need, mud wrestling.
Son of a bitch. They need to call it suits and mud wrestling?
They need to call it the Rubber Suit Mud Wrestling Massacre.
Beautiful. Maybe this was the bastard child of Tyrannosaurus Rex that never got made.
Carnosaur 3.
There's already made Carnosaur 3. Carnosaur 4.
Yeah.
It's the new
what is it? What was the pterodactyl one?
Q.
No.
That's a coatl.
Wasn't there like some pterodactyl? Wasn't there like another pterodactyl movie? Petrodactyl or something like that. It had the big fucking eye with the egg or something on it.
Kind of scares me. Thanks to that sound effect.
The claw.
The big giant claw.
That movie is awesome.
We've got $15. Can you make me a monster?
The giant claw. The big fucking googly eye spinning. Fuck.
You got 2 shots to use it. And it's gonna disintegrate and fall apart.
Feathers are falling off.
All right, it's melting. You got awesome. 1 take. Throw in the air 1 more time.
Giant claw.
Good times, good times.
Great oldies.
Good oldies. Nothing like a black and white classic to make the night go by.
I'll tell you what, I agree with you, Griff. I miss those movies a lot, actually.
That's what one of the guys was talking to me on Facebook. He mentioned, he's like, yeah, he goes, I listened to the show a couple of times, and he goes, you're really into the classic stuff. And I'm like, yeah, because all the new shit sucks. I was like, I already know what's good.
There's a few occasions where it's all right, new.
Yeah, but fuck, dude.
But overall, it's never.
Dude, I was watching The Monster That Challenged the World today on Netflix before I came.
That's hilarious.
With the big, crazy, fucking drooling fucking caterpillar flopping around chasing. Good Lord. But it's just awesome. Mom screaming at the girl.
Don't talk about caterpillars flopping in Tim's presence.
Jitterbug.
I beat him to it. I beat him to it, mama.
But if you haven't, go on Netflix and check it out. The Monster That Challenged the World. And you know what
Dead
I'm
and Buried,
about.
Man. That was a nice addition to Netflix.
Yeah, I'm going to watch Dead and Buried again tonight when I get home. Might scroll through.
Grandpa.
Did you get your Beyond disc yet?
Couldn't find it. I looked for it. I don't know what I did with it.
Oh, what? The Beyond?
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, I got it. Did you? I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, you crazy ass. Mm.
Did you see Pieces just got released?
Pieces? How did it just got released again?
On Arrow. Arrow just released
it. Oh, did they?
Yeah.
On what? DVD?
DVD and Blu-ray.
Did they? The dirty bastards.
They also released John Russo's Midnight.
Well, here's my thing. If they can't send me my Beyond replacement disc, how the hell are they releasing all these new movies if their distribution center got blown up and the fires?
Well, I think that was stuff a ploy. Was already out.
That was a ploy.
I think it is a ploy. They don't want to send me my replacement disc.
Bastards.
I know. They give me this disc. You know what?
Their economy's not very good, Tom.
The DVD quality was better than the Blu-ray I got. And the intro was in black and white. I was like, really? I was furious, dude, because, you know, that thing wasn't cheap, and I was, you saw me, dude. Right. I danced when you showed me that thing. And, God, he's lost my damn burial ground. I've been waiting for it for 2 weeks.
He called me and said he was upset about that.
I can't find it. I can't find the man child. What'd you think about, did you get ticks?
It's on its way. It's supposed to be here.
Ooh.
I can't wait for that.
I ordered creepazoids.
Oh, good.
Ticks is already. Did you got it already on the way?
Yeah,
Ticks is
on the way.
Did you? Did you get in on that sale that Full Moon was doing over Labor Day weekend?
No.
All titles $7.
I have them all. I think.
Well, I know, but still, I mean,
you do some backups, huh?
Well, the thing about it is, I went to get Creepazoids off there for $7, but it was out of stock.
Yeah.
So I went to Amazon and got it for $3. So I actually got it cheaper off Amazon than
I was going
to
say $7.
But I went ahead and
seems
I ordered
like quite a bit. For
while that. I was there, I ordered Bad Channels, and then I ordered Seed People.
Yeah, I don't.
How can you not like the fucking Bad Channels movie?
I don't know. I just didn't care for that one that much.
Didn't they do that Head of the Family or whatever it
Fuck
was
yeah,
too?
That
the big
movie's awesome.
Head.
That's hilarious.
Morlock or whatever his fucking name is,
with this big giant kinetic headband.
Melons.
The fucking one brother with the big eyes and the strong, dumb brother and the hot sister.
Yep. That's a family.
So many awesome. Good titles. Oh, yeah, and Mr. Charles, Sir, whatever, fucking Charles Band. Puts the fucking.
We call him Chuck.
Puts the
we call him CB. CB.
Puts the fucking subspecies Blu-ray on the fucking front of the $7 sale, but the DVD was the one that was $7. So you're clicking on the thinking you're buying the Blu-ray for $7 when actually you're buying the regular DVD for $7. If you go to the Blu-ray listing, the Blu-ray's $20.
So, I didn't even know they put that out on Blu-ray.
Yeah, supposedly it's all remastered, but I got the box set, so I ain't worried.
Right.
About it, so.
Well, the Puppet Master I got on Blu-ray didn't seem that remastered.
Nah.
It seemed it was nicer than a DVD, but it wasn't great.
I bought the subspecies like 3 years ago, the whole box for like $40, so that's all I need.
I got four of them up at Walmart for $5, all on one little set.
Subspecies.
Yeah, they had the first, they had four, they had like the, that fourth one that's the unofficial one or whatever.
The Vampire Journals.
Yeah, and it's got the other three.
That's probably the same thing I've got.
They just probably re-released it on one of those, because it's put out by that other company now. That's doing all those.
Echo Bridge.
Yeah.
They're the ones that got all the fucking, God, who did they pick up? They released,
They released a lot of turds, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, but they picked up the other one, the other, not Echo Bridge, but the one that went out of business, shit. Anyway, one of those.
One of them
but,
companies.
But the Echo Bridge, though, they did release curtains.
Yeah, I got it.
On that one.
It's off a VHS tape, damn
yeah,
it.
But.
It's like, really? I mean, come on, at least take it off a laser disc.
The economy's faltering, Todd. They have to do what they have to do.
Here we go again. If someone doesn't send me my Beyond disc, it's really going to falter because I'm going to go over there and beat the hell out of some limeys.
But,
you want a pound, boy? Here's a pound.
that, and I ordered the bird with the crystal plumages.
Plumages.
Hey, for $13.
Yeah.
It's out of print.
Yeah.
It's out of print.
Did you get it on DVD or Blu-ray?
DVD.
Laser disc.
I got the laser disc. I was going to give you my freaking DVD, but you already ordered it.
Yeah. Is it the two-disc one?
I think it is. Mm-hmm. It's the one that Blue Underground put out a while back.
Well, if you don't want anything, if you want to get rid of it, bring it in, and we'll throw it in the box to give away at the drive-in.
Hey, there you go.
We can give somebody some Italian jello.
I just kind of, no. Look, it had some moments, but it was just give so slow.
Well, the reason why I bought it is because I listened to podcasts at work, and like three out of the five main podcasts that I always listen to were talking about it. And they're talking about it, how it was a precursor to like a lot of the slasher films, except, you know, the iconic slasher films. So me, I'm like, you know, and they're always talking about like weird angle camera views and shit. So I was like, I'll give it a watch. You know, can't be that bad. Not worse than some of the other shit that I've sat through for an hour and a half. So. Oh, speaking of sitting through movies.
Cannibal Suburbia.
You watched it?
Fuck yeah, I watched that movie. I haven't
watched it yet.
I'm telling you, dude, them Australians are fucking... That kangaroo meat's fucked up or something. You seen that, Todd?
Nope.
Is it anything like Body Melt?
Dude, it is the most fucking whacked out thing I've ever seen.
Might have to watch that tonight. Well, that's what we'll do.
It's got the Donkey Punch Disco Boys running around in the old vaudeville blackface paint.
I seen that part on the trailer.
Yeah, well, it's...
Now you made me think about Mausoleum or whatever it is. Mortuary. Did you bring that?
Mortuary.
Did you find that one?
No.
You were supposed to bring that for me.
I know.
God dang, man. I was actually looking forward to that. Since my Beyond is screwed, I have nothing to watch.
I'm sorry.
I'm damn...
I'll get it. I'll make it up to you. You record. You do your show on Tuesday nights.
Yeah, I do.
What's the earliest time you come in?
Well, I'm here at like 5:30.
Well, I'll just bring them. I'll just make copies of them this week, and I'll bring them by Tuesday on my way home from work.
That'd be great.
You'll be here.
Yeah, I'll be here. And if I'm not, you can just leave them at the front.
Okay.
Because there's always someone.
Give them to the voodoo people downstairs.
Yeah,
people.
No, keep them far away. Voodoo.
I watched The Thing on Blu-ray.
Oh, gorgeous.
The Thing.
Actually, Michelle threw it in one day last week.
I'm so excited to see the estrogen-filled new version.
Fuck that piece of shit.
Women squawking around everywhere.
I finally got my copy of The Prowler on Blu-ray. One of the greatest movies made.
It's awesome. It's a beautiful quality print.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Mosha.
And it's so simple in its complexity. That movie's got everything.
Talk about some wacky camera angles, man.
Tom Savini gore.
Yeah.
Fucking Tom Savini head blast.
I watched Nightmare.
Nightmare. Do you like that?
What the hell? That movie, dude, come on. That guy's crazy.
You didn't like that?
Yeah, I liked it.
Lopped the fucking head off when his fucking... Dad's girlfriend riding him, fucking
waking up
the head
the
off,
ding.
The fucking blood spraying all over the place.
I think the thing that got me, though, about it was the one that the director likes best is the worst print out of the three. It's that crappy Zoom box, nasty-looking, looks like it's taken off a VHS. Yeah.
But the thing about that copy, though, is you get all of that with it. It's not like they just took that one version and that's all you got.
Right.
Everything they just threw on the whole disc. So, I mean, it's not like you're getting just one shitty movie.
Oh, it's great.
Scene where the little fucking kid dies and they drag him down to the crime scene and have him look at the corpse of his best buddy.
Why did you kill him? What's wrong with you? He's my friend.
I tell you what, you know, at first... I thought that Code Red was supposedly going out of business.
That's what I'd heard, too.
They're booming.
But now,
you know, the economy's not very good.
Oh, Lord.
But from from what I read today on Facebook, apparently Code Red is having some copyright problems with some countries overseas releasing some of their titles. I guess in Germany and France, I guess... some of their movies are being
released. But if you don't have copyright laws, do they count where you're at?
I don't know. But just like Rituals, I mean, but supposedly, again, I've read that Code Red is, now this is just what I've read. I'm not saying anything of this to be true, but supposedly what I've read is Code Red releasing stuff without having the authorization or the rights, like Rituals and something else supposedly they released. And
well, who the fuck do you even talk to about releasing some of that stuff?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man. That seems weird because I'd heard that they were going through a long time negotiating for the contract on that movie.
On Rituals?
Yeah.
Well, they've had it. They had it posted on their website like for forever.
Right.
You know, and they was always like putting up a title and then releasing it fairly quickly. You know, and then it came out, you know, that a couple of the titles, I think they released like 7 or 8 horror films, and then all of a sudden it just kind of stopped for a while, and everybody said, oh, they're going out of business, or there was a bunch of shady shit going on where they supposedly said that they had the approval to release it, and they didn't, and they were under litigation, so that, you know, and then now all of a sudden they're releasing stuff. But
I think also some of that comes down to the, like, someone will say, yeah, man, you can put it out, and they'll have a verbal agreement, and then they'll, like, later on, before they do the contracts, they get dollar signs, and they go, ah, let's redo, you know.
Well, here's an example of it, because I was telling Tim about this tonight. Supposedly, I just heard about it for the first time tonight on Facebook. Somebody had posted a comment that apparently on November 29th, they're going to be releasing Popcorn on DVD. Now, I know that there was an attempt over, what, a year or so ago by some people that were going to supposed to release a fan edition of Popcorn. But, you know, it was never anything
authorized. Yeah, but that was debated when they were doing it about them not having, people were questioning whether or not they had copyright to do it.
Well, supposedly they had the authorization to do it.
Okay, well, if they had the authorization, then why would they have told them yes if they already knew somebody else had just gotten it and was going to release it?
Supposedly, money talks. I mean, if somebody has the money to do it and release it, I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean,
it's weird.
Code Red probably had the money to buy the rights, and they've got the money to automatically go in and start making it into production to where the other people are still waiting to get money. You know.
So if I want to release Skeeter, I can just call him up and tell him I want the copyright.
Skeeter's already released. I told you this 2 weeks ago.
I want it on Blu-ray.
Fuck. You ain't getting that movie on Blu-ray.
It won't do you any good. You don't have a Blu-ray player.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, C.
I know, but there's several people that
would buy copies
of it. She may
be quiet, but when she chimes in, it's always important.
It's very important.
It's kind of like Kevin Smith.
But anyway, if you're interested in Popcorn, the movie, as you've heard us talk about many a times, they are... You're puking again. Pre-order is now available on Amazon as a reported $17.99. But just remember, just because it says November 29th,
it ain't gonna be.
You might not get it on November 29th because it might be like 2 or 3 years later that it'll actually.
Jeez, I blame Romano Scavolini for the whole debacle with Nightmare though, because he thinks he has it gone with the wind of horror movies. I blame him.
Far from it.
Exactly.
I mean, it's good. I mean, it's definitely...
Like, it's like the Porky's of horror movies.
It's like junk, and we love it because it is.
Yeah. But it's so fucking god-awful is why it's good.
I know.
Fucking foaming at the mouth. Fucking whips the fucking sheets back in the fucking head, which you can clearly fucking tell that's just poked up within the
Let's
fucking sheets.
Let's throw some big Uranus around her neck. They'll never know she's just poked up through the mattress.
another great flick I got to check out was the incredible two-headed transplant.
Oh, no.
You've seen that bad boy?
Oh, geez.
It's a steaming turd.
So much class.
Escape psychotic convict gets loose, and Bruce Dern is the mad scientist that fuses the psychotic's head onto the body of the big, slow, dumb Lenny guy. The one brain compels to kill people while the other big dumb guy's body's like trying to fight the urge to kill people. And oh, it's a fucking mess. It's got some pretty funny parts in it, though.
It's awesome, man. That's one of those awesome movies.
Typical bad drive-in movie.
Did you guys ever see Dream House, the one with the Asian chick that wants this apartment across the way from her in the better neighborhood? And so she ends up like, she thinks if I go and I start a killing spree, everyone will move out of there and then I can get an apartment there. Dude, that movie kicked butt. It was almost on the level of I Saw the Devil kick butt.
It's new?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Was it called Dream House?
Yeah.
See, when I was watching Two-Headed Transplant, the only thing I could think of was those fucking conjoined sisters.
Yeah.
The one where the one scooted the other one around on the fucking cart.
I want to be a cowboy singer.
I want to be a fucking...
She wanted to be a Western singer.
Yeah, and
the other one... Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, the one wanted to be a comedian.
They were joined by the top of their head,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they were cool as hell, man. They totally sit there and fucking fist fight when they wanted some...
Give me some spice. I ain't got no hair, baby. Put a hat on.
But it was funny.
I'm working the magic here. Put a hat on there, Twinkie.
But it's like always fucking scoot banging her into fucking walls and shit, trying to get out of the room. And just, I'm just sitting there thinking about that the whole time I'm watching this going, fuck.
See, now, why didn't they get a movie spot somewhere? They were a hoot.
They should have been able to work fucking sideshows.
Do something.
You know, I mean, seriously. I mean, fuck, they could have made a living in a fucking sideshow.
She had a great voice. They'd play the fuck out of that guitar.
Oh, that's awesome.
Four hands. Fuck, you got to be able to do terrific solos.
Oh, that kind of frightens me.
Mm. Not as much as their lovemaking would frighten you. Can you only imagine that fucking ordeal?
Did you guys see The Dark Backward? You're making me think of The Dark Backward.
That's some good head right there.
Two mouths for the price of one.
Oh, Lord help us.
I like werewolves. Werewolf. Oh, gothic. Did you see that video with him fucking dressed up like the woman?
I went on a roll. What's the one where he's Star Child of Olympus or whatever it is? The one crazy, deranged looking one? Yeah.
That one was dressed up like a fucking woman.
Did you see the one where they all introduce themselves and what their likes are, and they they keep driving in circles and they're little
I like rainbows.
I like mushrooms. And they keep going in circles, man. And the one that's really, well, you know, he's pretty jacked up. He comes up there and he's got the one helping him because he keeps banging into everybody else when he tries rolling around.
I like marshmallows. Oh, fuck. But yeah, I seen that
talking
one.
Talking about needing their own movie.
I seen that one in the fucking dress. I about lost it. I was like, I am a woman. A pretty woman. I was like,
well, the one
I really need to be watching
the one that's
this
got
at 3:30
the,
at night?
The voice assist, the one whole skit he does on the bear. Oh. I wish I was a bear.
I wish I was a bear. Sounds like the old speak and say. Oh, good times. Good times.
You guys are scaring the hell out of me.
Mm. Oh, we're going to hell.
It's just a poetry reading class.
That's poetry.
So I'd go to poetry readings or shit like that around this summer. That's a town.
I like bears. I like barbecue.
Oh, Lord. Hey, it's bad because you make me laugh at it.
And that one dude's only got like the two little digits. He can barely move his little joystick wand around. And if he gets like a cramp in the one, dude, he fucking smacks into the wall. Shit.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Aplack.
Lord have mercy.
They got him in a big. You see them some bitches in the bumper cars.
Steel cage death match.
Oh, no.
Stop it.
2 men enter, 1 man leave.
Son of a bitches.
I'll poke your eye out with my breathing tube.
Oh, you bastard.
Where's my wet fall?
Oh, fuck.
Why? Oh, shit.
Who wrote Spider Town?
I want to thank you for that, really. Got some terrible thoughts here.
That's bad.
Okay.
Okay. Don't think about stuff like that.
You hear about The Walking Dead?
Dude, I'm so sick of the news of that fucking thing.
What? How are they going to fuck it up next, dude?
What?
What's the new next surprise they're going to spring on us? Just fucking release it.
No.
What?
You haven't heard the news?
The big...
The budget cuts?
Where they're all just going to have them in...
The production value?
They're just going to use pancake makeup.
Where did I find that at? Here it is.
Greg said fuck it and just rolled out.
The network, which is...
They put all their money into that Breaking Bad.
AMC slashed the budget for the series by 25% while ordering more than twice the episodes.
Yeah.
So they're going to be making twice as many episodes with 25% less money.
It was Breaking Bad and that whatever the other...
Mad Men.
Mad Men, yeah.
Yeah, they were taking all their money.
Yep, they had to sign all them fucking turd. That Mad Men's a fucking turd.
But they've announced that season 2 will premiere October 16th. It will be a supersized 90-minute episode. And they are scheduling the remaining 12 episodes.
With a 30-minute budget. Here you go.
9 p.m. Sunday night slot.
You got one Winnebago. Make it work.
Better make it right.
No more radiator hose.
I'm not playing. You guys better make
it
right.
But the thing about it is they broke the season up. So it's going to air
2 years.
6 episodes weekly on Sunday night slot. And then it's going to have a holiday break. And then return February 12th. So I'm sure it's all going to be fucked up. Besides, they fired one of the producers, I think. So
yeah, the main guy.
Yeah.
Who's directing
Frank
it
Darabont.
Now?
Frank Darabont is gone. I'm like, what?
I know. Who's directing it now? Rob Zombie?
Has been replaced by producer Glenn Mazzara.
Oh, God, no. Not
reportedly
Glenn.
Due
you know what
to
Glenn did?
Feisty, conservative bickering by AMC. So basically, they just cut their own throat. So it's going to go completely down the shitter, just as you're shitting yourself right now. Lord only knows.
Long dong silver.
I'm going to have to do the show now with the fucking rest of my fucking chip pulled up over. So if I sound muffled, it's because I can't fucking breathe.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Did he shit?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I can't smell anything.
Well, you're the last one that usually ends up smelling it.
I think the A&W might counteract the grease from Long John Silver.
He hasn't shit yet.
Okay.
My God, man. What's wrong with you?
My Lord. Back that some bitch up in that fucking hole.
Hey, leave me out of it.
Shit in the back cave over there.
It's
He's
break
trying
time.
To change up the dynamics around this. Something.
Break time now?
Yeah.
So when we come back, we guess we're going to do questions from TC since we haven't done any. He keeps sending me questions.
We got 85 of them.
He's sending me questions and we're not on the air to do them. So we'll be back. Sounds weird right now. Only one of half of the show's back. The other half.
Yeah, the other's somewhere in oblivion out
well,
there.
Well, I think the one is in the shitter shitting himself to death. But anyway, while we're waiting for the Miraculous McClaws to return, a couple of side notes I was wanting to bring to your attention. Again, October 14th and 15th in glorious Merriam, Kansas. I think that's where it's at.
I wouldn't go with glorious. I don't think. I think I'd drop the glorious part.
Semi-glorious. It's gonna yeah. be. It's gonna be glorious for two nights at least.
Yeah, it'll be glorious while we're there. And the
It is Horror on the Boulevard. I know a lot of you have heard us talk about this. The last time we brought it up, they had released that Nightmare on Elm Street, the original film, will be showing one of three films on October the 14th and 15th. At the Horror on the Boulevard, and news has come across saying that the second film has been announced, which is Army of Darkness. So those two are on the records for being shown that night. And now we just await the third and final film. And then also me and Tim will be there Friday and Saturday. Saturday we'll be doing a live broadcast with Todd.
Now, Tim's got me there too now after talking to him after.
Oh,
he,
really?
Yeah, he said, "God dang, where you been? We hadn't seen him so long." He's like, "All right, you're there too." And I was like, "Okay, sure. Oh, so we're all going to
so
be
anyway,
there."
So anyway, there's going to be a lot of stuff going on, so
a lot of stuff.
It's I think it's $20 a carload, I think is what the poster was saying. Now, don't quote me on that. That could change, but I think it's $20 a carload.
You know, the economy's not very good.
I'm going to kick some poundage.
And then, as if...
I'm going to rent a school bus.
And as if Nightmare on Elm Street and Army of Darkness plus a third unknown movie...
Chud.
...isn't enough to whet your horror...
Remember, imagine if it was Chud, dude.
I'd go see Chud. I think that'd be cool.
Awesome. I did see Chud in a theater.
Not the drive-in.
No, it was... actually, it was at the old Shoto Grindhouse at the time, the
it had become kind of a grindhousey atmosphere.
What if he gets Meet the Feebles?
Oh, dude, that'd be great.
Huh?
Meet the Feebles. On the drive-in.
But I'd be there.
I'd like that a lot.
So if you're all still bounced up off of that weekend of joyous entertainment, you can go to the Screenland Crossroads on October 21st, and you can see Human Centipede 2. So it is banned in the UK.
It's more.
What isn't?
It's more. It's
it'll
more,
probably it's, be edited in the USA.
It's more poop for your buck.
But it's unrated in Australia. And have you seen? Have you seen the teaser trailer for Human Centipede 2, Todd?
I'd like to. You know what? I hated the first one.
After watching Cannibal Suburbia and the few other Australian flicks,
let me bring this up to you. I called Tim up the other day and watched the trailer online and noticed that at the very end of the trailer, if you listen in close, you can hear the faint sound of a baby crying.
Is it a baby or is it?
I like Meredith.
No, it's a baby.
It's a baby. I like that a bead.
So I took it upon myself to make a little mention of it on Facebook and was instantaneously corrected because I called it lame. I called the trailer lame, and I had to defend my words.
Hey, it worked for Paranormal Activity.
But I had to defend my words that I thought that they were trying to ride the coattails of a Serbian film about being such a graphic movie.
Oh, the Serbian movie? Yeah.
You know, well, let's just throw a baby crying in there and just kind of get the thought of there's possibility something wrong with a baby being
added to
the
movie. What if they make poop babies?
And I thought it was just kind of a lame.
What if they generate from one stitched together victim and the final end product is a little fecal monster that runs around?
Ooh.
Huh? What happens then?
It's kind of like Tales from the Crapper, ain't it, from Troma? There's a big shit monster in fucking Jay and Bob's
Strike
Back. But
this is German. This is German.
Well, fuck, there's a ton of German Scheisse videos out there. Nobody wants to sit there and watch it. Two girls in one cup.
Yeah, but are they stitched together?
If you're going to watch shit eating, watch shit eating.
Pew, pew, pew. This is artsy.
Fuck that.
Come on.
Let me ask you guys a question. What was that other, and I rented it, and I can't remember the name of the damn thing now. It was another cannibal movie about this family. It was Spanish. The Spanish family or Mexican family.
Oh,
there.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had, if we find out that after the dad dies that they're all cannibals, I just watched that recently. That was pretty crazy weird.
Yeah, they said it was good. It was like Feed or something, wasn't it?
No, just it's
one,
something.
It was a one-word title.
It starts with like an S or something.
You seen the trailer for that fucking Madison County?
With the big piggy pig.
The fucking Texas Chainsaw Massacre ripoff, except instead of wearing a leather mask, he wears a fucking pig head.
Yeah. It looks pretty. I tell you
a movie. No, I don't think it comes out until 2012.
Oh, they're pushing it back that far?
It's We Are What We Eat, isn't it? Or We Are What We Are. We Are What We are. That's it.
Have you seen the trailer for a fucking movie coming out called Sweatshop?
Yeah, that movie comes out like next week.
Fuck, with the big, huge, 8-foot-tall guy wearing the welder's mask, swinging that fucking anvil on a...
Crazy-looking dude.
I seen that. I was about shit. I was like, how in the fuck are you going to swing that big-ass anvil? Smashing people's fucking heads and shit with that
son
of a bitch.
It's like the Jackhammer Massacre where the guy's got a 2,000-foot extension cord.
No, this is a lot better than the Jackhammer Massacre. That fucking turd.
It was hilarious.
Anyway, just final note for the week. I think coming up October 16th is going to be our one-year anniversary.
I don't think it is.
I think so. I think you're right.
I think it's
so we need to plan some festive live show that night and give away some shit. And
I think we should just bring Slayer.
We're gonna be at the drive-in that night.
I've heard rumor that Slayer might be playing there. It was just a rumor I heard.
Yeah. And if Slayer doesn't show up that night, you get the answer for it. So go seek out Tim if Slayer's not at the drive-in that night.
I'll be incognito. They won't know what I look like.
But anyway, I was thinking...
I'll be wearing a wig, you sons of bitches.
Since our theme song...
I'll be in a wheelchair.
Our theme song has pretty much played since the beginning.
I told you
I think
what
it's
we
time
need,
we might
man.
We might trade
I
it out for
what
a new
we
one.
Need.
Well, so. Yeah, it is true. After a while, you know, change I usually it change it every
you can change
18
your,
months,
your
2 years.
Intro music?
Yeah, if you
I
want.
I didn't know you could do that.
Well, if you want to, you know, kind of, it's good to brand yourself with a song. So the minute that song comes on, people think of you. But
right.
It, yeah.
But I thought it would be kind of a neat way to kind of incorporate the listeners. So what we're going to do is we're going to allow you guys to submit a song that you think fits this show.
Oh, boy.
To the best of its ability.
Oh, boy.
You can email the MP3s or the suggestions to either me or Tim on Facebook or morehorrorthanhorror@hotmail.com. And the winner will receive...
A free Slayer concert in their own backyard.
Very, very special gift to be announced.
Whatever happened to that cool part of MTV where they give the fucking contest away to have some badass band come play your house?
They did. John Cougar Mellencamp. And he painted your fucking house pink.
Oh, man, hell. For me.
I think they only did it one time, didn't they?
When this something pink like house that one? Where we have fucking Leatherface come to their house and... butcher their dog or something.
Well, you're silly.
You got a dog in the neighborhood you want to get rid of?
Why would you hire Leatherface? Just hire a Korean family.
Well, no, it'd be part of the contest.
What, the Korean family?
If you win the song selection, Leatherface comes to
you. I ain't going to nobody's fucking house. I ain't dressing up like fucking Leatherface, so you can shit out of that on that one. I sure as fuck ain't going to wherever the fuck Steelhead lives.
Ding dong.
That's going to be cold up there come October. That'd be fucking snow on the ground.
I've got a salmon.
So if you guys want to submit a song, any time frame?
As long as it's... let's try to premiere it at the October anniversary
that
show.
That night?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going
to... Tubular Bells and a new song?
You got it.
Some of them, but...
So
we're mixing it up around here.
Our 1 year anniversary, we'll
I'm just gonna
unveil our new song.
Two words out there, Jerry Reed.
Holy cow!
One hit wonder.
We gotta do TC
Amos.
Yeah, let's do some TC questions. Poor TC.
Amos Moses. Good lord, dude! You got like 4 pages. Are we that far behind?
Shit, yeah.
He said, "Done, fucked it." And buckled up his luggage and moved on.
He sent me a couple of new ones this week. I just kind of threw them all in there together. Oh, here we are. Alrighty, blah, blah, blah. Actually, TC, I appreciate you sending in questions and everything, but questions are getting a little bit more sophisticated, and I think Tim and myself can fucking handle. These got somebody who's got to think too much. I don't think my brains can handle it. He's oozing out my ears.
Is it Canadian? I don't do Canadian.
No, they're not Canadian. All right, oh, here, this one's got Halloween 3 in it. Okay, movies like Halloween 3 and Day of the Dead were much more maligned in their day, but now have rabid fans thanks to DVD. What other movies that were overlooked or trashed upon release do you think are deserving a second look by horror fans?
Slaughterhouse.
Yeah, but I don't think Slaughterhouse has nearly the bases.
That's right. It needs to be fucking seen again. What does it not have?
Well, it has everything.
Exactly. Why wouldn't it be fucking huge? Mm-hmm. Bunch of goddamn dummies.
Probably didn't have budget to fucking promote like the other two did.
Had a dude with a goddamn pigtail
axe. But there was... You're talking about Halloween 3 and Day of the Dead that had precursors to help push the name. See, your brain's smoking because you're fucking all loopy. Here's one you might like. I like this movie, too. Toby Hooper's movie, Life Force. IMO is one of the most underrated of the 80s. It's crossed several genres. Sci-fi, alien, vampire, zombie. Had copious gore and nudity, an interesting premise, and a great acting. In your opinion, what was the main reason it didn't catch on with horror fans? I think it did catch on with horror fans. I think there's a lot of people out there that know of it. That's a fucking great movie.
Yeah.
I mean it's definitely one of Hooper's best. I mean, next to Texas Chainsaw Massacre, of course, but I think it's caught on. It's more of an underground movie, I think, from all the other movies.
Is it out on Blu-ray?
What? No, not Life Force. It's out on DVD. I don't know. It might be out of print now. It came out for quite a while ago. But fuck, Steve Rell's back in it. Fuck, it's a great flick. I think it might have just got overlooked. A lot of other shit coming out at that time.
I wonder what came got released around that time that year. I have to look it up.
I'll look it up. Bring it on next week's
show. Bring it next week.
I'm sure there's a fucking Halloween there's in a there
reason.
Somewhere.
There's a reason. Friday the 13th or some fucking thing probably got released around the same time.
Of course, that was probably the all fucking right. High point of movie being released in the 80s, so it's hard telling what all shit. Hey, Todd.
Yes, sir.
Do us a favor and get online and look up on IMDb Life Force and see what year it was released.
And then cross-reference that to what the best-selling.
And then see what other major horror films released that same year that might have gotten Life Force overlooked.
And
I almost bet $5 bill right now that there's a Friday the 13th.
It's 84,
movie.
You said?
85.
85. Oh, yeah.
There's got to be at least one Friday the 13th movie released that year.
Hell, that's into the nightmare territory, isn't it?
Might have been Night of Living or Return of Living Dead, I think, got released sometime around there.
Yeah. That was just a that was probably that was it, just, man. You're talking about
yeah,
a
you're talking
massive
about a
time for horror movies.
Floodgate,
man.
Yeah, you're talking about a complete floodgate of fucking movies being released. So yeah, anything. And I'm sure they didn't probably spend a whole lot of time in theaters. I mean, they were probably
yeah.
Friday the or Nightmare on Elm Street probably came out
made
about that
quick
time.
Buck the first couple weeks.
Life Force was in theaters for a little while. I mean, it was there for a while. Back then, they didn't just have movies for a week or like 2 days. I mean, some places did, but I mean, as far as what I
yeah,
saw locally, they were in there for a while.
But we're talking about the slew of shit that came out in that year.
It was really cool because there was horror films every week. And
well, that's
some,
what I'm saying.
3 and 4 yeah. weeks
but
at a time.
But the two big players would have been out in that time range would have been Friday the 13th or The Nightmare on Elm Street would have been starting up.
You could be right, though, man. 84, 85, wasn't that Return of the Living Dead?
I think so. I remember seeing it pretty young. I know I was in grade school when I seen it. I might have been in the 6th or 7th grade when I seen it, because I remember I freaked out when they were releasing it. They showed it at a little one-screen theater up in St. Joe.
Mm.
It was one of those deals.
Mama.
All right. It says, in an interview, John Carpenter explained that Halloween was supposed to be the first of a handful of unrelated sequels that would be released every 2 years, but the studio killed the idea in favor of resurrecting Michael Myers. Carpenter also said Halloween 3 was his attempt to return to his original idea for the series, but the movie was marketed incorrectly by the movie studio. Do you think Carpenter's original idea was workable, or was the Michael Myers character too iconic by then to be separated from the Halloween name? Now, as far as I understand, didn't Carpenter agreed to do Halloween 2 in order to get Halloween 3 made? What the fuck is that?
Don't worry about that. No one else can hear it, but I have no idea what it is. I'd like to beat the hell out of somebody.
Hello.
Man, what the
You've
hell
got mail.
That? It's not anything like that. Hang on, I've got it. Hang on, I'm getting it. Son of a bitch.
Jeez.
Okay,
I can hear the other headphones.
No, the deal with Carpenter was, they really wanted to take Halloween 3 and then from every movie after that have a Halloween theme with a different movie. It was an anthology idea where he has, instead of an anthology with like little pieces of films.
Hell yeah, that would have worked.
Each year or every 2 years they'd have a Halloween movie that's themed with a Halloween theme. But and I just got done talking to Tom Atkins about this. But instead, the studio like freaked out because all the narrow-minded mullet heads were like, where's that Michael Myers? So then they put out that thing called Part 4 where the mask was so hideously bad and it just didn't even work. I would have much rather them continue down that road and follow the
right.
Samhain and the Legends of Halloween.
Well, but the thing about it is they were also trying to compete with Friday the 13th, and that studio also wanted their own.
Let me tell you about
icon.
1985 here. Nightmare on Elm Street Part 2 came out that year.
See?
Fright mm-hmm. Night, Friday the 13th Part 5, which
told
is
you.
A turd. Demons came out that year.
Oh.
Reanimator, Return of the
There's
Living
your
Dead.
Answer. Yeah. There you are, TC. That's why Life Force got overlooked.
Of course, The Hills Have Eyes Part 2,
well,
which was
made,
a winner.
It was on the cover. Life Force was on the cover of Fangoria.
Right.
I mean, it was.
It actually was a pretty. People say that it's a flop, but it actually was a moderate hit because he had that 3-picture deal.
Yeah.
with Canon, and that was one of the deal, one of the three. And Invaders from Mars, the remake, people put it down now, but it actually stayed in theaters, and it was pretty packed. When I saw Life Force, the place was full.
Right. I remember seeing Invaders from Mars, and it was
packed.
Packed.
Yeah.
You know.
People don't understand. I mean, it wasn't like Spielberg.
But you're talking about, I mean, you're not talking about that movie being released and then 2 or 3 months later another movie getting released. You know, I mean,
it's not like it is now where you've got one major movie to look forward to.
But I mean, can you imagine sitting in 1985 and just getting bombarded with shit? I mean, on a constant weekly basis, you're like, oh, you know. I mean, God knows I've seen every Friday the 13th movie in the theater, and every...
Sometimes we were sorry, but we did.
Nightmare on Elm Street movies were the same way, you know? But, I mean, it's just... And there was, like I said, a ton of shit every week, you know? But, yeah, it definitely wouldn't have been too hard to overlook something. But I think horror fans have found it, you know? I mean, it might not be a lot of people's cup of tea, but I gotta... great thrill from it. So okay, here we go, Tim. This one's Todd. You can answer this one too. I'm one of those very few horror fans who just doesn't get why people love The Prowler. To me, it's just a whole lot of boring separated by some good gore scenes. What am I missing about this one? And why do you believe so many consider this to be a horror classic?
Wow. I personally loved it. It had good atmosphere. The acting was halfway decent for a slasher film, and I just dug the look of the killer. And man, they got for the time it was made. Let me tell you, I was in the theater watching that. People were leaving. That shower scene when they pinned the girl with the pitchfork, dude. People were getting the hell out of Dodge.
Yeah, it's fucking them Savini.
Crazy fucking crazy camera angles.
Savini, and like I said, it's simple. It's a simple
killer gore
movie.
And, yeah,
I mean, just the crazy killer. But yeah, I mean, just the whole idea of dressing him up in complete fatigues and covering his face, the whole fucking headshot at the end with Savini and all that. I mean, that movie's just so beautifully done.
It's no more clunky than any of those movies. I mean, it's actually better made in some ways than a lot of the slasher films.
But it's more, to me, it's more acceptable of a slasher film than, say, Friday the 13th.
Or Final Exam.
You know, I mean, yeah, but Final Exam's got that campiness badness
to it. It sucks so bad.
I mean, to me,
the burning.
Fucking, you know, Final Exam's just like Slaughter High. I mean, it's just one of those cheesy midnight movies that you've seen fucking 400 times on Showtime when you were a kid on the weekend.
None of them are fucking Sleepaway Camp, so.
You know. I mean,
they all want to be fucking Sleepaway Camp.
Now hold on.
Or what was the?
I liked, you know, but remember the Mutilator? Remember that one? You talk about a slasher that was just a bunch of padding between gore scenes. Okay,
yeah, with the big fucking hook, the big gaffing hook.
The gore scenes were great. They filmed it pretty well. The thing about this, think back, the slasher films from that era, like The Dorm That Dripped Blood and all these movies, Pranks. Think back to those times. Whenever you look at how those movies were shot, they at least knew how to shoot a movie. They had atmosphere. They did decent lighting. And the gore effects were always the king. But like Mutilator, they didn't even start that stupid going on a fall break, that crappy song. It started like 15 minutes into the movie. You're going, really? This is the credits? That was a terrible.
I tell you a movie I'd like to see getting a release, an official release, and that's Mausoleum.
Oh, yeah.
The fucking crazy little titty monsters.
I got that movie. It's been officially released.
Creepy as hell.
On DVD?
Man.
Yeah.
Who released it?
I'll look for you. It's on a double bill with Vampire Hookers.
Yeah, I've only got it.
Well, yeah, but that's not a I mean, it's really cleaned up a whole lot.
It's a legitimate release, though, and it's
letterboxed. Well, yeah, but, I mean, it's still got some room for work. I mean, yeah, I got that one because it's that Demas or whatever the...
Mausoleum and The Sentinel would be a nice little doubleheader at the drive-in.
Well, that's like me and Todd was talking about Mortuary with Bill Paxton running around in the fucking
that I didn't get
ghoul
to watch.
Makeup. With the
someone didn't bring me so I could watch it tonight.
Big fucking embalming needle with the little rubber holes flopping on the end of it. But that's got fucking what's-her-name's titties in it from Walton's. Marianne's fucking the redheaded Marianne's boobies in it. She's got nice tits.
It's also got Christopher George, who I love, you know, in anything.
Right.
Linda Day George, who kind of scares me, but.
Right. Yeah, you get to see fucking the Walton girl's tits hanging on. And it's not bad when she's laid out there on that slab. But you talk about a movie that's, I mean, it's schlocky. I mean, it's, but it's just that whole deal.
I liked it. I thought it was good.
Oh, it's good. I mean, I've got it. So.
Ho, ho, ho.
2 minutes. So I guess, get a hold of us on Facebook.
Get a hold of us.
For their song submissions.
Come on down.
MP3. Or the name of the song and the artist, and we can look it up ourselves if you don't
and
have
it. If anybody fucking submits MP3. Any reggae, I will burn that fucking shit to the ground.
It's got to be something that
works.
Says if it has this beat in it.
And we will release.
We will set fire to your house.
Say the winner on the October 15th.
Maybe a little Conway Twitty?
No.
Hello, darling.
I can tell by the way I kissed you that you had never been this far
it's
before.
It's been so long.
Well, hell, while we're at it, we could put some Slim Whitman on there, too.
Oh, jeez. Now you're cooking.
Charlie Pride.
Little Buck Owens.
Charlie Pride.
Little Porter Wagner.
Charlie Pride.
We're out of time, bitches.
The more sequence, the better.
Yeah!
Later.
See ya.